From Streamline Publishing in Hollywood, this is the Hispanic Radio Podcast, presented by the Radio and Television Business Report and our friends at Radio Inc. and HispanicAd.com. Hi, I'm Adam R. Jacobson. It's a pleasure to be here with you. And we have a very special discussion today for the Hispanic Radio Podcast. We're going to talk about the case for change, what exactly that is, and how it could lead you to perhaps changing not only formats to bring in Hispanic radio listeners and consumers, but also change within, perhaps making your organization more representative of the audience that you seek. The case for change is tied to a new digital book that was released just a couple weeks ago by the Association of National Advertisers, ANA, and its Alliance for Inclusive and Multicultural Marketing, AIM. I had a hand in this, I will admit, but we have two real experts here to kind of fill in the details as far as what the case for change might mean for media companies, primarily radio, but perhaps television as well. It is multicultural and inclusive marketing as a business imperative for long-term growth. And with me to really kind of discuss this in full are two individuals from Encino, California. To talk about this, we have first, Lisette Arzuaga. She's the co-president and partner at DMI. And with her is Carlos Santiago. He is the president and chief strategist for Santiago Solutions Group. Hello, Carlos, and hello, Lisette. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having us.
It's great. And this podcast is going to be just days after the ANA Multicultural Diversity Conference in Miami Beach. I would have attended that event, and as well as Mr. Santiago and Ms. Arzuaga. So the case for change. Obviously, there are many arguments that suggest that in order to get the consumer, the multicultural consumer that brands so desire and crave, and to that extent, media, there has to be an inward look of, okay, are we doing this the right way? And does it start from within in terms of understanding our own shortcomings with respect to diversity? So my first question, this can be either to you, Lisette, or to Carlos, is, what spurred the case for change, number one, in terms of that diversity and inclusion question? And number two, what radio stations might need to consider if indeed they're ready to pull the trigger and go switch to a Hispanic targeted radio presentation?
So the case was for change was inspired on the fact that in a country that is more diverse than ever before, and in which the growing populations are those that are Hispanic, African American, and Asian, we need to look at the way we market and the way we reach consumers differently than we did before. Previously, we always thought about the white non-Hispanic market as the overarching largest opportunity for any entity, including radio. When you look at radio stations throughout the country, the majority of those stations have traditionally and historically catered and targeted a white non-Hispanic market. Now, looking at a country where the growth is coming from a different segment, these entities have to look at the market in a different way, integrate the sounds, the representation, the rhythm, the music, the perspective of all of these different groups if they want to reach them effectively. In order to do that, and you know, in answering your question about the internal composition of an entity, you have to make sure that your internal group and the or the staff and your executives represent the communities that you want to serve. You want to make sure that there's an understanding of those communities, of their preferences. What do they want to talk about? What do they want to listen? Who do they want to listen to? And who are the influentials that might bring them on board and make them loyal to your brand or your station?
Exactly.
I think in addition to that, we are a country of communities. We are a country of cultures. And those communities and those cultures reflect different passion points. Some of those passions, as we know, are music, are food, our sports, and all of those meet the needs and preferences of these different cultures and these communities. And so for us, I think as marketers, the challenge is to be able to match the preferences of this booming segments with the content and the programming that they want to hear. And we see a lot of opportunities out there to create more of those strong brands in the media that are attuned to those passions and those preferences.
A lot of the growth opportunities have been stated in various reports. I look to Nielsen, and this is stated in the Case for Change digital book. Going to March 2017, Nielsen revealed that of the 75 million millennials in America, 42% of them are multicultural. This is an industry that can't stop focusing on millennial consumers, radio in particular. We look at the percentage being even higher for Generation Z. So simply put, diversity is increasing rapidly with each generation. But in 2016 alone, more than half of Fortune 500 companies experienced average sales declines of 9%. Something isn't clicking here. And I think that this is really fundamental to the whole idea of the case for change.
There is a disconnect, and it's one of the conversations that we want to have and that we will be having at the ANA's Multicultural Conference this coming week is that disconnect. There's a perception, I think, in corporate America that they are effectively reaching these groups by simply extending their efforts in the general market to these individuals through casting or minimal efforts or some investment. But the level of investment that we, you know, one of the things that we bring up in the case for change is that the expected investment in 2019 is expected to decrease for all groups except the Hispanic group, which is going to remain the same with no fluctuation whatsoever as far as investment from corporate America. So again, when you look at the fact that these groups are growing exponentially faster than the white non-Hispanic group, and if you want to reach them effectively, you at least want to allocate as much of your percentage of investment as that group represents in the population. And yet these investments are expected to decrease in 2019. So a huge disconnect, and hence we're missing the boat and we're minimizing the opportunity for growth in companies throughout the country.
There are, I would say, about 150 major U.S. companies that have been increasing budgets for multicultural segments significantly over the last 10 years. But yeah, there are still a lot of national companies that perhaps are not tapping onto all the opportunities. I think at the local level, the entrepreneurs and businesses know a little bit much closer who's ringing the cash register every day, and they would not pass on these opportunities. And certainly the dynamics of each market in the country are exponentially faster than what we see at the national, markets in Texas and California, and the dispersion of these segments through the South and the Midwest is remarkable. So I think that businesses in those areas and stations in those areas, whether they're going over the air or streaming as well, are much more focused on the opportunities that they are, and they don't want to leave anything on the table.
I have to give credit where credit is due. I think that the radio industry in particular over the last decade and perhaps even 20 years has done a remarkable job of recognizing the growth in the U.S. Hispanic market. We have Univision Radio, of course. We have Spanish Broadcasting System, which just celebrated its 35th anniversary in Miami with a great party that I was luckily able to attend. At the same time, you have companies like Entrevision, which is still very much a factor in the radio industry. But you also have iHeartRadio, which is in the news today for a possible investment by Apple. This could bring iHeartRadio into a whole new era in terms of growth opportunities. But iHeart Latino in particular, and using Enrique Santos and his history of success in Miami on a national level, again, shows that it's not just about Hispanic media. It's about total market media tapping into the Hispanic market. And I think that, you know, there's certainly a lot of opportunity there for growth. And when we talk about multicultural, you know, just think about these fresh statistics that I'm going to share with you from the Case for Change digital book. According to the 2017 census estimates, multicultural Americans make up 40% of the U.S. population. 60 million Hispanics make up 18.2% of the U.S. population. So there are 60 million consumers out there that might want to hear Hispanic programming in some way. So here's the point that I'm trying to get to, Lisette and Carlos. Media companies have responded, but are the clients responding in the same way? It doesn't sound like it. So what is a media company to do? What are the suggestions that you might have?
I think one of the challenges has been that television has not responded to the direction of the marketplace in terms of how bilingual they are in the daily lives. And when you look at Univision and Telemundo, the two giants from a television point of view, the programming is 99% Spanish. But that's not how we live. That's not how we work. That's not how we even communicate with our own relatives. It's a mixture. And the beauty of radio is that mixture, that Spanglish, that ability to go in and out from a DJ, from a point of view of the stars, the celebrities, it is so easy and intrinsic to what the industry has done for quite a while. But I think that, yeah, there's more that can be done. There's more corporations that need to believe that radio is still a very strong medium, that online the behavior of Hispanics over index, and that they're going to be streaming down their favorite stations, and that there's a lot of room for reaching that, connecting their brands to that audience via radio.
Yeah, I think radio has done an amazing job at bringing cultures together and allowing certain groups that used to be thought as quote unquote minorities to become the majority influencers in this country. And by that, you can use the example of Despacito, for example, that became the biggest song in not only this country, but around the world. Mm-hmm. And a song in Spanish that people, whether they spoke Spanish or not, were singing it on the street. There's not a single soul in the world probably who doesn't know this song right now. You have games, you know, whether it's soccer or you have baseball with so many, you know, Hispanic players playing today and coming together. And radio has brought us together through, you know, the listening to these games, whether we're in our car or we're at work and, you know, we can't quite make it to the screen, but we at least want to stay connected. And radio has done a really good job at bringing us together, especially at a time where we talk about it, the divisiveness of a country. And yet when we turn on a radio station, we listen to a song or we listen to somebody speaking and we don't necessarily care where they come from or, you know, or the message that is intended specifically for one target, as long as it resonates with who we are and what we want to listen to.
And with that, I just want to thank both Lisette Arzuaga, the co-president and partner at DMI, and Carlos Santiago, the president and chief strategist of Santiago Solutions Group, for participating in this Hispanic radio podcast. This podcast is scheduled for distribution the week of November 7th. So it will be right after the 2018 ANA Multicultural Marketing and Diversity Conference presented by Pandora. Would you like to look at the Case for Change? Well, we'll provide a link for that on our social media. So be sure to download that. This is a presentation of Streamline Publishing, copyright 2019, and is distributed exclusively by the Radio and Television Business Report at rbr.com and by our partners at Radio Inc. and HispanicAd.com. Also, these podcasts can be found at the homepage for the Hispanic Radio Conference, which, believe it or not, is HispanicRadioConference.com. So why don't you consider learning all about the value of Hispanic media and Hispanic radio in Miami in March. Again, this is Adam R. Jacobson. Saludos. Have a great day. Bye-bye.